Right now, we're looking at COVID vaccine rollout and the supporting data. The Dakotas and West Virginia lead the nation administering the highest percentage of COVID vaccines received per capita. That's from the CDC's data tracker. Wisconsin is toward the bottom. Are you monitoring Wisconsin's statistics on vaccine distribution? What do you see? What do you want clarification on? It's 800-642-1234 to join in. Will Cushman is associate editor of WisconText, a collaborative reporting project of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin. Will, welcome back.
Thanks, Kate. Good morning.
Good morning. You now have been knee-deep in vaccine data. Is that right?
That's right. It's all data all year, it seems.
And just when you figure out the data, the state data, you look over to the CDC and you see different data, I understand, on these vaccination numbers. What's going on?
That is true. Well, we learned just yesterday that the federal government allocated an additional 172,150 vaccine doses to Wisconsin. So that brings the state up to a total of almost 780,000 doses of vaccine allocated to the state since mid-December. And that number is pretty set in stone. But where the data gets kind of tricky and where it often differs between the state and the CDC and other outlets that are tracking all of this is in the number of doses that have been actually distributed to the state. So shipped from manufacturers through federal facilities to Wisconsin and then on to vaccinators. And then especially where the data tends to differ quite a bit and where people are tracking it really closely is in the number of doses that are actually administered. So the number of shots that are getting into arms.
So we have to really pay attention to this language, whether it's allocation, distribution, administered or administration, because there can be a lot of different meaning here.
Exactly. And, you know, it can get really confusing, like even just the difference in how the CDC and the Wisconsin Department of Health Services label the doses that are distributed. So the CDC calls them distributed. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services previously called those doses delivered. They now have split that kind of category into two subcategories where they now label doses that are ordered by vaccinators in the state and doses that are in transit. So it takes several days often for doses, once they're ordered, to make their way from the manufacturers to the vaccinators on site. And that kind of time where doses are in limbo, in transit, led to some confusion as well in terms of what is the actual number of doses that are in Wisconsin.
Well, it's led to anger as well. Governor Evers has called out the federal government for not saying the number of vaccines that would be available. What is happening?
Right. So that, yeah, I think Governor Evers called a slap in the face last week when we got word that the outgoing Trump administration had promised to release all of these doses that were believed to have been held back in reserve. And those were doses that were reserved for second doses for folks, because we know that both the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccines require two doses. But then we found out just days later that actually that reserve had already pretty much been depleted weeks prior to that. And so there really wasn't any reserve to draw upon.
So when I look at your WisconText graph plots, you show a slow, kind of smooth upward movement of total COVID doses administered, nothing spiky, nothing really urgent in these trend lines. What is going on in terms of these doses getting into arms?
Yeah, so, and that's one of the things, just a couple days ago, Governor Evers joined several other Midwestern governors and sending a letter to the Trump administration, even requesting the ability for states to order their own doses directly from manufacturers, and to kind of sidestep the federal government, which is right now responsible for that. And that's because the number of doses that are being allocated and distributed week to week, while they had been growing from the really kind of small numbers we were seeing initially in mid-December, at least in terms of the number that has been allocated, that's kind of plateaued now. So the additional 172,000 doses that were allocated to Wisconsin this week is actually lower, by about 15,000 doses than the number that were allocated the week prior. So in terms of the number of shots that are actually getting into people's arms, in Wisconsin, that does appear to be growing slowly week to week. But if the allocations don't start growing considerably, that's going to plateau as well. And at the current rate that we're vaccinating in Wisconsin, we're not going to get to even 80 vaccinating 80% of the population until a year from now.
Yeah, I mean, the goal I thought was fall 2021 to have 70% of Wisconsin vaccinated. Is
Yep.
that timetable realistic?
Yeah, no, we'll see. As the Department of Health Services and a couple of media briefings lately has really emphasized that allocation and distribution needs to speed up in order for the administration of shots to speed up by as much as two or three times. So we need to be getting two or three times as many shots in people's arms every single day than we are right now in order to meet that goal of having about 70% of the population vaccinated by the end of the summer.
We're talking about vaccine distribution, the numbers, what Will Cushman from WisConText sees with your questions as well. What do you want to know about the data? Are you feeling confused by the numbers and the allocations? In what ways are you hoping to get clarification? Are you monitoring Wisconsin statistics on vaccine distribution? What have you noticed? Join in 800-642-1234. Let's bring in Saul now in Stevens Point. Hi, Saul.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, these numbers, no matter how you cut it, really don't add up. We've had at least a month now to distribute. As I understand it, we have 470,000 doses a month currently. We have administered a total of 213,000 vaccinations per month. And in the article I read in the State Journal, they want to go to 1.4 million doses, vaccinations per month to get herd immunity by the end of June. How on earth, with this slow vaccination schedule, are they going to meet, even if they get all that vaccine, how are they going to do it?
Saul, thank you for that. A huge scale up, Saul is pointing out. How is that possible?
Right. Yeah. Well, and just the numbers that Saul cited there are it's interesting to me to hear him cite. It sounds like I think he was citing the CDC number, which the CDC right now is showing about 213,000 doses administered in the state. And actually, Wisconsin DHS is showing right now 248,000 doses having been administered as of yesterday. So that's a difference of about 30 some thousand. It's not a huge difference in the grand scheme of things with more than 5 million people in the state. But it's a little bit higher than that. But yeah, it's definitely going to take a lot more just a lot more speed. In terms of getting shots in arms. And I know that the rollout started fairly slowly, and state health officials kind of warned folks that it would start slowly. They started out with only a few dozen vaccinators registered in the state in mid-December. That number has grown now to about 1,200 registered vaccinators. So this is everything from local health departments to pharmacies to healthcare providers. And other settings that are now registered to be able to provide to vaccinate people against COVID-19. And I think that the other hope, in addition to just more vaccinators being online and putting shots in arms, the other hope is that there will be more vaccines coming online in the next weeks and months. There's a vaccine from Johnson & Johnson that's hopefully will be approved soon. There's another one from AstraZeneca. And the really kind of nice thing about the Johnson & Johnson one is that would be a one-shot vaccine, so people wouldn't have to go back for a second dose. So hopefully, as more vaccines come online, things will get quicker. But yeah, as Saul said, I don't know if June is going to be interesting to see if we can make it there.
We're talking with Will Cushman, journalist with WisconText. He's been digging into the COVID vaccine rollout data, what the trend lines show, what they indicate, what level of detail should the state disclose on the vaccine campaign. How do you think Wisconsin's vaccine distribution compares to other states? What are other states doing that you want Wisconsin to follow? Are you eligible to receive a vaccine, but you haven't been able to get it yet? What's causing the delay? Still time to talk. 800-642-1234. Back in a minute with Will Cushman on the Ideas Network. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Let's get back to our conversation about vaccine rollout. Health officials are racing to inoculate people. Some states are more successful than others, as we've seen. North Dakota has one of the best vaccination rates in the country, according to the CDC tracker. States like Alabama and Georgia are at the bottom. Wisconsin toward the bottom. Nearly 13.6 million Americans now have received their initial vaccine dose as of yesterday morning. That's the latest data published by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. So relative to other states, how do you think Wisconsin is doing? What do you think is holding up distribution? 800-642-1234 to join in. Will Cushman is associate editor of WisconText, and he's our guide to vaccination data. So, Will, as you look at this data on vaccine distributions and these comparisons, is it fair to compare Wisconsin's rollout with other states?
You know, that's a really good question, and it's kind of a complicated question. And I want to clarify that Wisconsin right now seems to be a little bit behind middle of the pack among the states, maybe about in 28th place in terms of the percent of its population that has received a first dose. But as I was just mentioning, it's kind of hard to make those comparisons, A, because the data is just changing so quickly. People are being vaccinated very quickly. These numbers are changing hour to hour.
Yeah.
And the CDC, which is kind of collecting data from all 50 states and the District of Columbia and other territories, is collecting it all, kind of maybe providing an update once a day. And it seems to be consistently behind where at least Wisconsin DHS's data is. And so I'm not sure. I would guess that it's also a little bit behind where other states are tracking their own data. But in terms of comparing the rollouts, I think it's perfectly fair to compare how states are going about their rollout, which groups of people they're prioritizing for vaccines, and why. There's been a lot of debate about that, and then also comparing states' communication plans surrounding their rollout. I know that's been a kind of steady refrain that I've heard, both in just reporting that I've read and in hearing from folks directly, that communication could be better in Wisconsin. We heard just even in the initial weeks, frontline healthcare providers who didn't know how or where to get a vaccine, and they were in the first group of people prioritized to get a vaccine. And we're also hearing later this week in Janesville, the local health system there, Mercy Health, has plans to vaccinate all the teachers and staff in who want it in the Janesville school district. And even though that group of people is not technically eligible in the state yet, and Mercy Health essentially blamed poor communication from the state for making that decision. They said that they need to get shots in arms in their community. And basically without clear direction from the state not to do that, they're going to go ahead and vaccinate all those people. So I know that communication has definitely been an issue. And I think that's one area where it's definitely fair to compare. In terms of comparing states using the CDC data, it's pretty fraught. And then we get to the issue with some of these states that you mentioned that have really a higher percentage of people who have been vaccinated so far. So the Dakotas, West Virginia, they're up in like the 5, 6, 7% of their population having been getting their first dose of the vaccine versus Wisconsin, which is about at 3%. And that's more typical of a lot of states, going down to about 2% in Alabama. Those numbers are, there's a lot of caveats to that too, because the Dakotas and West Virginia, they're small population states.
Yeah.
Arguably, it's
not
potentially
apples to
easier.
Apples.
Yeah, it's not apples to apples at all. So there's a lot of things that can kind of complicate these comparisons. Make them not clear cut.
On the issue of communication breakdown, Lyric from Blanchardville called, couldn't stay with us. Lyric is 73 and heard that vaccines are now available for seniors. But when she calls around, nobody has it. She wants more and better information, more clarity about who has the vaccines and where she should go to get them.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people, including vaccinators, are interested in getting that information. I believe phase 1B is the phase that the state is currently kind of unrolling in its vaccine rollout. And so seniors, so people who are 65 and older, will be eligible for the vaccine next Monday. But yesterday during a briefing with the Department of Health Services, a media briefing, the assistant secretary of the department said that folks in that group, I mean, it's a big group, it's about 700,000 people in the state. She recommended that with the understanding that people are very anxious, a lot of people are very anxious to get the vaccine as soon as possible. She recommended having some patience and maybe waiting a week or two before really trying to seek out a dose, just because in these initial days, it's going to be kind of challenging.
That's really contradictory. It's like, you're eligible, you can get it, and yet, wait, just hold off for a second. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's two different messages.
It is. Yeah. And they would say, well, you will be eligible next Monday. You're not eligible yet. But yeah, no, they are kind of sending some mixed messages there. They're also really recommending that folks try to, as much as they can, set up appointments or make inquiries about setting up an appointment online. I think we heard yesterday anecdotally from around the state that vaccinators were, their phones were just ringing off the hook once it was announced that seniors would be eligible next week for the vaccine. And so they're really trying to push people to do that research online as much as possible if you have access to the internet.
We're talking about the nuances of vaccine distribution numbers, what they mean, with Will Cushman from Wisconsin, taking your questions about the data, the vaccine distribution, the rollout, 800-642-1234. So just to clarify here, everyone over age 65 in Wisconsin will be eligible for the COVID vaccine starting on Monday. And state health officials said yesterday it could take a couple of months to vaccinate that age group. Is that timeline realistic based on what you've seen from the rollout so far?
Yeah, we'll see. It sounds like the last couple weeks, about 70,000 doses have been administered roughly every week. And so with this group of people being about 700,000 strong, that's about 10 weeks to get that whole group a first dose, assuming that there will be some people in that group that will not get a vaccine for various reasons. But yeah, so 2.5 months, I think, is kind of optimistic for getting through that group at current levels. And who's to say, hopefully things will ramp up more as the weeks go on, as we get more vaccines and more doses. That's obviously a top priority of the incoming Biden administration. So we'll see if things can kind of speed up a little bit.
So as you're knee deep in data each day, which numbers are you watching most closely?
Ooh, that's a really good question. I am really myself personally curious and just kind of tracking the discrepancies between the CDC and the state in terms of the number of doses that are actually administered. And I would say that's what I'm watching most closely is the number of doses that are administered. And now what's really exciting is the number of people who have completed both doses and are fully vaccinated. As of yesterday in the state, I think that there's about 40,000 people in Wisconsin now who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19, which is still a small number compared to our whole population. But I think that's a hopeful sign.
But certainly, too, that we are at the mercy of the doses that are available on hand and that the supply is there, that the supply chain is smooth.
Right. Yeah. And President-elect, soon to be President Biden, has said that he wants to invoke the Defense Production Act to more quickly manufacture vaccine doses and supplies. If that comes to pass, the supply chain will hopefully speed up quite a bit. We'll see.
Will, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Kate.
Will Cushman is associate editor of WisconText, a collaborative reporting project of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin. Just ahead, we learn what's in store for transitioning to a new Biden administration. What do you want to ask about the nuts and bolts of presidential transitions and how they work? 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It's The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.